Hey now, hey now, hey now. Welcome in, y'all. And guess what time it is? That's right. It's porch time. And I am your one, your only Ms. McKinney. And I know you guys have to be extremely glad about that. I know I am. Thank you for joining us. It's been a while since we've done an episode like this through just Anchor and not visual, but glad to be here. This is an episode that we recorded some time ago, and she's getting ready to come back to the porch. I had to listen and chop and redirect and do the best that I could to get this episode out, because oh my gosh, she is absolutely a hoot is how I should say that. And I wasn't sure we could put everything that she said out on a Sunday. So you guys stay tuned, meet and follow Miss Kendra Crump.
Check on me in 5 years to see if I've been deflowered yet.
Oh my God, like I can't breathe. So graphic. Like I'm just like, oh my God. So y'all, this is our I Am series. Y'all, please, please, please welcome Miss Kendra Crump to the stage. She's got me over here rolling. We ain't even did the intro yet.
I thought that was an intro.
It is. Well, I'm definitely gonna use it. Like, who doesn't want to hear this? You guys, this is our I Am series, and this is Miss Kendra Crump. So please, she's a comedian. If you didn't already know, tell us some more about yourself.
I'm the HNIC. I'm rapper to games, yeah. Wife / baby mom. JC Terrell Taylor. You know what time it is, sir. I've been shouting you out. I've been manifesting you for this last year, or actually years, but I've been like, once my voice finally hit like the radio and all that good stuff, I've been trying to shout you out. You are a fan of this podcast. I need you to respond back to my DM that I sent you April 19th, 2020, 8:08 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and April 19, 2021, 9:38 p.m. And I sent you another one on your other page, the game. I don't know when, but I need you to respond back. I'm not playing no games. But yeah, I'm a child of God, a real child of God. There's a difference between people who really like, who believe in God and really believe in God. Okay, the ones who out here who got the award for their best beat or whole mixtape, and they say, I want to thank God who's the head of my life. God had nothing to do with that, sir or ma'am. Okay, stop that crap. You know better. You know better, okay? People who put the lowercase g in God, keep me out your prayers. Back to the story.
You know what
my thing is? I don't try to be, I don't want anybody to think I'm being judgmental or whatever else it may be, but it's like, there are just some things that just irk my soul. You know, mm-hmm. When I, it's like if you use God's name in vain and you put the lowercase g and everything else like that, I'd be like, so what's up, babe? What's between me? No, nothing is up, sir. Okay. You put the lowercase g in God. Okay.
Because you're already in hell. That. You're going to hell.
But people say that I'm judgmental, but I'm like, what is your difference between being judgmental and keeping it real?
There it really isn't. And probably the deliverance, how you deliver it.
And people think they're, you know, I used to think people were judgmental when they were calling me out when I was deeply in a sin that, you know, I was trying to hide. And they're like, Kendra, you're not gonna go nowhere in life if you keep on trying. And they were really ministering to me and letting me know like about my life, and I was not willing to hear that. You know, when you're like deep into something, you feel guilty, you're not willing to hear that. I was not ready to hear the truth. You know, but again, it's all about your, you know, spiritual maturity. And for me, like I always tell people, man, without God, I am nothing. And I always, you know, no matter what, I'm always talking to him. I'm always, you know, trying to act upon the word. Like I said, not only do I read it, but I act upon it. Like I always find it funny how people will post these inspirational like prayers like on social media, but you sleeping with your neighbor's man. Come on, aren't you tired of getting a black eye? She has beat you up more than Mike Tyson. Okay, like come on now. You done got beat up in the whole neighborhood. You got a bad rep and you out here posting the scripture. Come on. Only God can judge me. Honey, God has judged you fully. All right. Come on. Like, you know, I'd be wondering, right? Like God says in the Bible, like vengeance is mine. But what if God has sent you to be that vengeance? How do you know for a fact when God has sent you? Because I be thinking that and I try to take it upon my own hands and I be feeling bad. So how do you know when God has sent you?
I can almost guarantee you that in every situation, he definitely sent me. I can almost guarantee it. So tell us, when did you decide that you were going to get started being a comedian? Like, you're really good at it. I'm enjoying this conversation. When did you decide that making people laugh was your thing?
Okay, so people have been telling me since I was a child that I was funny. But I would say 2016, was in college, and people were like, you know, just go for it. So I started off via Snapchat. And at the time, my, you know, material was like Lil' Kim's Hardcore album, which was before your time. Okay.
And it was so, not. It was not. Lil' Kim used to rock. It was not.
You know what? And actually, here's a little fun fact. A lot of people don't know. I actually wrote some of her lyrics, and we're beefing right now. So she ain't never, for whatever reason, don't want to put my name on Shut the up. Credits. You know, I don't know why, you know, Kimberly Jones, you listen to this podcast as well. You know what time it is. Okay, ma'am. Thank you. Back to the story. So I had to learn, like, you can be funny without talking about, you know, the birds and the bees, and you can make people laugh talking about whatever, you know, religion, ethnicity, whatever it might be. You know, problem is that people are so freaking sensitive. And it's like, to me, you all have to, you know, find something better to do. I'm sorry that your hairline's going back further than the Buse and the Jackson family. Okay. Mm-mm. I'm sorry that Mm-mm. your breasts are hanging all the way down to your knees like you an African grandmother feeding the village. But Mm-mm. do not take that out on me. Okay. I'm sorry that your body is disproportionate. Shout out to all the women out there who have really big butts and childish breasts. Like, your breasts look like they finished baking in the oven, those cookies that finished baking in the oven. You know, and shout out, hey, any woman out there who has a B cup or lower, holla at your girl. I'm about to start a little boys basketball camp next year. Back to the story. Or shout out to the women out there who have really big legs, like hips. They're really hippie, really thick. And then you, like, you know, kind of do like the look back, you know, and then you're like, bro, ain't no butt. Like, where did it go? Did it get suctioned out? Is it in your big forehead? That's why you look like Jimmy Neutron. I've been trying to wonder, where does the butt go? Like, there's nothing there. How is that happening? You got like a long back. How? Like, the back is continuously going down. Like, how do you have a long back, man? But I'm thankful God liked me, I think, a little bit more than others. You know, I'm proportionate everywhere. That's why I be looking like a Muslim most of the time, because these men, they do not know how to really properly, like, keep their hormones in check. Yeah. I'll give you a story. So I did my first little stand-up. Stand-up is really you just having a conversation. People just laughing. And they're listening to what you have to say. But I did my first real stand-up. It wasn't bootleg this time. So I did my first real stand-up, like 3 days ago. And I had this guy, you know, sometimes, like, I'll be looking at guys who I find attractive, and I wonder, do they, like, you know, is this feeling the same? Because, I mean, look, kids tell me I'm attractive, and it's three things that don't lie. It's children, a drunk man, and leggings, okay? Back to the story. So with that being said, this guy, he, you know, old school, like he was in his 50s, like a Billy D. Williams, and what's that guy's name from Shaft? That really fine man, the first one, not Richard Roundtree. That's a fine man. But, you know, he's got jungle fever, so he don't like us anymore. Back to the story. So, you know, man was really attractive. And I knows him, and I guess he knows me, right? But he knows my shape before I knows him. So, you know, and I always find it funny how men can spot a fat behind. From a mile away, but they can't ever spot their girl who's unhappy in their face. Like, what type of crap is that? Back to the story. So with that being said, we were outside. It was me, him, and one of the other what do you call that person who is the host? The host. He was a host. He's a comedic host. And we were just talking and whatnot. He came outside. He said, "Oh yeah, you know, and you can get it too." And I'm like, "Wow. Thank you for buying me food first before professing your little horny desires, sir. Okay, whatever happened to the good old days where men actually, like, you know, made you want to, like, get your drawers off, you know, just say, you know what, you paid the bill, I'm about to go ahead and start getting horny right now. No, like, I'm tired of going half and half on this Wendy's 4 for $4. Can't you pay for the whole thing, son? Back to the story." But he said that, you know, and I was like, wow, you know, another one bites the bullet. And I was just very, not disappointed, but just shocked in a way, because again, this is an old school play, right? And he's like, I'm very experienced. believe anybody out there. He could be very telling the truth because he's got like 5 kids that he knows of. I feel like he's got more secret love children. I talked about him in my set, but he didn't like, he was outside. Uh-uh. When he didn't hear what I had to say. But, you know, I was just trying to understand. I was just trying to understand, like, why he thought that was acceptable. But then I realized, right, that type of behavior conversation, it works. There are women out there who just give it up to guys who know how to spell their name correctly. And to me, it's like, they just don't care. You know, and I'm like, sir, all women are not the same. Can you please, like, show some self-respect, okay? Especially...
So just like that, another fabulous I Am episode has been recorded and locked down right here on the porch. Thank you so much, Kendra, for joining us. Y'all, that's about all of the episode that I could post. We're going to see what happens when we have our next episode. Thank you so much, Kendra, for making us laugh and for keeping us encouraged in a world that doesn't necessarily want us to. Thank you again. So what time is it? It's time for you to be you, baby, which is absolutely beautiful. Don't let nary another individual tell you anything any different. If they do, get them right on up out of your circle today. Don't wait. Do it today. Be strong, take care, and be blessed.